Well, I think that the next step is to hold some kind of forum where community members can come forth and express whatever they think they might want to see on the site as we formulate the plans for the proposal that the city will require. We want the community to be enthusiastic and optimistic about what can happen in the space, and so we're going to try to generate some kind of an event where that can come, you know, where they can be excited and celebrate what has happened as well. But there's a lot of work to do, so we're not naive about that, and we're just trying to get busy about that work. We have been steering it along with the Richard Preston Society and the North End Community Health Center and the Mi'kmaq Friendship Center. Of course, the Richard Preston Society is comprised of various organizations, historically black organizations that are very much concerned about the African Nova Scotian community in this area. So those, you know, I'm always challenged. I had a notepad with naming them all, but the Association of Black Social Workers, the Black Educators Association, the Black Business Initiative, and the Council on African Canadian Education, UJAMA, the economic initiative that's been started, and it seems like I'm always leaving somebody out, but those are basically the cornerstone groups of the Richard Preston Society. And of course, we also have now as partnership with us the Halifax Community Investment Fund, as you heard today. So we are pleased that they have partnered with us as well, not Richard Preston, but with this whole initiative. And also, it's a group that I just, and Nickerman Associates is part of the Richard Preston Society. William Nickham and Associates Architects in the city. We think it's really important to have community, that this be a grassroots effort. We don't want it to be a top-down effort. And, I mean, the reason we got involved in it in the first place is because the people that we serve in the community, I know Dr. Casey can speak to the clientele for the North End Community Health Center, and certainly my congregation here at Cornwallis Street, we held a church meeting specifically to talk about the St. Pat's closing, and our membership said, yes, we absolutely want to save that building for community. So when we were accused in court of only representing ourselves, we have a constituency that have given us permission to go forth. I mean, I couldn't be doing this as the pastor of a church, as my church said, go do it, right? If they say stop doing it, I have to stop doing it. So absolutely, the community is behind it. Now, for those people who for some reason in this geographic area, when we speak of community, when we speak of the North Central community, we are talking very specifically about this geographic area. That for people who may not be members of this church or clients of the center or clients of the Mi'kmaq Friendship Center, but are community members at large, some of them have expressed support for the idea. Some we may not have heard from. But what we continue to try to do on every hand is to get the word out to all of the community members. And as someone was talking about today, that means putting feet to pavement and knocking on doors to say, hey, we're having a meeting, we're talking about this. Some people just stop me in the street or in the grocery store or wherever they see you in the North Branch Library and say, good job, we're behind you. You don't see them in the rally or in the meeting, but they want you to know that they appreciate that you're representing them and representing their interests. So we feel we have the community behind us, and we couldn't be doing this work without the community behind us.
Thank you.
And we want this to be community driven.